listing.
It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Every week we go in-depth in the world of real estate, find out what's going on, how things are being impacted locally as well. Shane Mast from Oregon Life Homes, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are the things we want to cover today?
Well, I think even though it's always on real estate agents' minds, rates are now on everyone's minds because the rate, 30-year fixed conventional, which is the one we talk about mostly, just hit the highest level since December of 2000. So 23-year high. And, of course, our prices are still up. So that's probably what we'll talk about today is that. And are there ways to get that rate down? And the answer, of course, is yes, there are.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Obviously, this has some potential impacts on what folks can afford when we get to this level.
Yeah, it certainly does. And there are ways, especially, you know, the more the rates, the longer the rates stay high, especially this high, because we've been really over 7 most of the year, but this is the highest they've gotten. They did hit 7.37, where we're at today. They hit that one day last October. And when it happened, here's the difference. When it happened last October, it was a kind of a shock. Rates had gone up really quickly, and now we're kind of used to it. So loan lenders, credit unions, banks, they've all now kind of come up with their own programs to mitigate that high interest rate. So if you don't mind, I'll talk about some of these ways to get that 7.37 down.
Yeah,
if
no,
you're buying a home.
That's a good idea. Tell us about it.
Okay, the number one way is just to buy your rate down. So people talk about that all the time. And if you go look on like Rocket Mortgage or online at rates, usually those already have a buy down in there. So what a buy down is, and it's buy downs are in terms of points. That's what they call it. So if you're buying a rate down and it costs you 1 point, let's just go with the median sale price right now in Douglas County, which is 320,000. So if you have a $320,000 loan and you want, and your lender says, okay, I can get you down to 7, but it's going to cost you a point, you just take your loan amount of $320,000 and divide it by 1. So 1 point is 1%. So you have to pay at closing $3,200 to get your rate down to 7%. If they say it's 2 points, then it's 2%. That would be a $6,400 cost in points to get your rate down to where they want it. We just had one just get pre-qualled, and they were going to lock in their rate, and it cost them 2 points, and which is, you know, 2% of the loan amount, and it only got them to 7.5%. So, there, you know, it could just be that they had bad credit or something like that. But we shopped them to a couple different lenders and ended up getting them with the same 2 points down to 6.8%. So, also, not all lenders are the same. So, just because, you know, you go to the bank and you've been banking there forever, you should jump around, or not jump around, but shop around to see if somebody else is going to offer you a better rate at the, you know, for less money. So that's the number one thing is points. And also the seller can pay these points for the buyer. So a lot of deals right now, even if it hasn't been on the market, it used to be if something's new on the market, the seller's not contributing anything. You're going to have to give them what they want and pay all your closing costs, any points that you have as well. Now it's a little different. Things are sitting on the market longer. A lot of times the seller is going to contribute a little bit to your closing costs, even if they're early on the market, but especially if they've been on the market 3 or 4 weeks. A lot of times, let's just say it was a $400,000 house. You could write an offer at $400,000. We'll give you your $400,000, but we want you to pay $15,000 towards buyer's closing costs. And they can use that for points. They can buy their rate down to make their monthly and payment cheaper. And the good thing about points is it's permanent. So if you buy the rate down with points and you buy it down to a 6.8% interest rate, it's going to be 6.8 for 30 years. Of course, you'll probably refi when the rates go down. But if in theory, you could have that for 30 years. So that's the advantage of points. There's another program. This one's a little more complicated because it's a temporary buy down. So, but you can get up to 3% off of your rate. So at 7.37, If you did what's called a 3-2-1 buy down, and the 3-2-1 stands for how much off of the rate you're getting. So the 3 is year 1. So you get 3% off on year 1. So your first year interest rate is 4.37. Your second year interest rate is 2% off. That's the 3-2-1. So your second year interest rate is 5.37. Your third year interest rate is 6.37. And if you still happen to have the loan on year 4, it goes back to 7.37. That's probably going to be the most popular one if the rates stay this high. But there is some caveats to that. The seller has to pay for it. So what the seller is basically doing is paying the difference between these interest rates for the first 3 years. And if you look at I have a little calculator actually that calculates this. So if you look at the median sale price right now at 7.3% interest, your monthly payment at 328, let's just use 328, your monthly payment is $2,248 a month. That's just principal and interest. That doesn't count because your insurance and your taxes are going to be different for each property. So $2,248. If you did the 3-2 buy down in year one, you would actually get $625 off of that per month. So if you had a 3-2-1 buy down for the first 12 months, instead of paying $2,250 a month, you would pay $1,620 a month for that first year. You can also refi that at any time. The second year, you would save about $420 a month. The third year, you would save about $220 a month. And then, like I said, the fourth year, it goes back to the 7.3%, and your payment jumps back up to that $2,250.
Boy, this is
pretty crazy, yeah.
Yeah, very complicated, and you really need to think through it very thoroughly to know what the right decision is for you.
Yeah, exactly. And on this 3-2-1 buy-down, since it's a temporary buy-down, you do have to qualify at the 7.3%, even though in theory you may never pay that much. You still have to qualify as if you could pay it, just in case you didn't refi it out in 4 years. So that's one thing to consider. But if you do qualify for this large amount, but you don't want that monthly payment, the 3-2-1 buy-down, and right now I can guarantee you we can find sellers to pay that. The cost of that 3-2-1 buy-down at $328,000 to the seller, $15,000. And you might think, what seller is going to pay that? But imagine if you're at $350,000, you've been on the market 30 days, 40 days, nothing's happening. You're about to do a price drop, and your price drops from 350 is probably going to be down to 325. That's a $25,000 price drop. So instead of doing that, a seller could say, hey, we'll buy your rate down for 3 years, which costs them $15,000. That's still less than dropping it 25 by 10 grand. And they'll get some takers out there. So if sellers, if you're listening out there, you've been on the market a while, talk to your agent about offering this 3-2-1 buy down, and it's going to get a lot more eyeballs on your property, especially saving somebody $600 a month for the first year, $400 for the second year. It's a great strategy for buyers to get into stuff, and it's a great strategy for sellers to get something moving that's not moving.
Well, there's certainly a lot of options there, and how are things looking as we kind of are starting to do, and I hate to say this, wind down the summer a bit in terms of demand and supply?
Yeah, so there's about 300, I wrote this down, okay, there's 385 properties for sale right now in Douglas County, so that's up from where it's been in the last year or so. We had 391 last week. This heat really stopped a lot of, there wasn't very many listings this week, and I see why. Like, a lot of people didn't want to go out and get their yard ready for pictures and things like that. So I would guess we're going to be up in the 400s here pretty soon, which is good news for buyers. We need more inventory because with these high rates, we need prices to have downward pressure. And when there's not very many houses for sale, that doesn't happen. So we end up with high rates and high prices, which really takes a lot of people out unless they're using these special programs. But yeah, seasonally, at this time of year, we start going up in inventory, but we need sellers to list their houses in order for that to happen, not just the sales to go down. So if those both things happen, we'll probably see a year much like last year where prices were really high in the summer and fall, and then in the winter they dropped quite a bit. So our median sale price got all the way down to 275 last winter. You know, that's quite a bit lower than the 355 that it peaked at, and I don't see anything different. Like, having seasonal adjustments in both inventory and prices is normal. So just because it didn't happen in 2021 and 22, the rates were so low that it never went down in the wintertime. So, but now that the rates are high, we're definitely going to see seasonal adjustments. And there's, we don't have time, but there's plenty of reasons why you want to buy in Oregon in the wintertime.
By the way, before we run out of time, Shane, give folks your phone number.
Yeah, our office number is 541-391-4945, or you can always just look us up online at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
It is 9 o'clock.